How about we get started on episode 90 of Moon P. Jug and Hobbs? We have a lot to talk about today. So I'm watching the 10 o'clock news the other night, and they had shown the total snowfall for the Twin Cities over the course of the winter so far. And it was over 50 inches. We've had a lot of snow this year. Well, what do you do when you got that much snow? You can go cross-country skiing. Mm-hmm. You can go regular skiing. You can get on a sled and take off. You can get on a snowmobile. I mean, there's stuff to do, okay? But another thing that you could do, especially if you're a kid, don't have a car, is you can build with your friends a snow fort. And some of these snow forts are huge. Listen to Kevin Doran from 5 Eyewitness News. He's trying to describe a woman taking advantage of a lot of snow. Here we go.
Take a look at that massive snow fort. Snow fort. Oh my gosh. Snow fort. Quickly take this away from me.
Take it away.
They couldn't even go on. It was awesome. So I'm watching this live and I'm thinking, did he just say snow fart?
I'm not surprised he was able to roll with it, but I just think it's funny that Renclair, who used to sit in and do our weather and stuff sometimes, she's like, no, I'm not just going to take it. Let's milk this one for a minute here. What was that again? What was that meteorological term again? Snow fart.
I had never in my life seen a wiener this large.
Oh,
but
all right.
When I got to the Twin Cities, there it was. It was massive.
Okay.
The girth on this thing, it was a massive wiener.
Right? All right.
And I'm thinking, where do you put that thing at night?
I'm erect just waiting for this story.
Well, I'm referring to the Wiener Mobile.
Uh-huh.
The Oscar Wiener Mobile.
Sweet.
You may have seen it. That thing's been around for a long, long time. It's been a great marketing ploy for Oscar Mayer. Good for them. But here's what happened. Somebody tried to steal the catalytic converter from the Wiener Mobile, and it broke down.
Oh, no.
So the Wiener is no longer in motion.
Damn it. Oh, he's got ED. Poor Wiener Mobile.
Can you believe it on the dang Wienermobile?
Oh, I totally believe it. People will steal the catalytic converters off anything. They're probably trying to take them off lawnmowers. It's like, those don't have them, dude. It's bad. Someone tried to steal the catalytic converter off my boyfriend's truck down here in St. Paul, and they must have gotten interrupted or somebody came by because they were cutting through it and they didn't quite get it. So they must have gotten busted or interrupted or something, but yeah. But just to get that fixed was like $600 for what they cut, and they didn't even steal it.
It would be nice if people would just stop ripping other people off and shooting them and assaulting, Angie Craig in an elevator. We had that story this last few days.
That was so weird. And I love that she just threw hot coffee on him. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Take that. Just like, first of all, when a woman throws a drink on a man, that is still like the classiest you can do. Like, just like in a movie, just right in the face, right? But the fact that it's hot coffee, I love that. She's like, I'm not taking your here.
After what happened to Paul Pelosi, right?
Oh, I know.
You're thinking these people need, more police presence around them.
But I've really been thinking about this a lot because, I'm obsessed with watching shows about cults, all kinds of cults, right? And mostly because I've, psychology was my minor in school, and I've always been fascinated by it. Like, how do normal people, sometimes there's, traumatic upbringing. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes people just come from regular families and they choose this. But anyway, some of the key things to having a cult is that you keep the people sleep deprived. You basically drive the message home that they're different than everybody else and that they're in a special group and that they're chosen to a certain extent. And, and that other people are the enemy and they don't understand. Well, if you think about it, that's kind of what's happened in politics and a lot of that. I mean, we as a country are all sleep deprived. We're medicated. We're anxious. We're anxiety ridden. And so all of these things, like when someone's sleep deprived, you're not in your mental logical thinking, you're in your emotional thinking. And I think we're all suffering from more of that, and we're easily swayed by all this stuff. So, I mean, it feels culty.
I know this. I was always told to watch out for HALT. If you have three out of the four of HALT, you're crazy. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired.
Lonely and tired is half the country coming through this pandemic, right? Angry, you betcha. All you have to do is talk about insurance to you. You're angry, you know, not in a, and I don't mean it in a comedic way, because it's infuriating. And we're all just kind of at that level. So, yeah, I mean, I think we need more. I think everybody needs nap time. Let's put the money towards that. Let's have cots again, and milk and cookies and nap time from 2 to 3. Everybody just chill out, and then we'll have recess. And then I think things will work better.
Yesterday afternoon, I got in bed and I watched a movie. Didn't sleep, but watched You People with Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill.
How was it? I saw the trailers for it, but I haven't watched it yet. Was it good?
1 to 10, I would give it a 6.5 or a 7.
I was worried about that. Because, see, I didn't want to watch it because I love Eddie Murphy so much. When he's not in a good role, I don't want to watch. I don't want to see him like that. I don't want to think of him like that.
One of the shows that I really like to watch, and it's on a network, CBS, it's called The Neighborhood. And it's where a young man from Indiana moves to LA into a very black neighborhood. And he's completely from the Midwest.
Sure.
Right? Everything about him is Midwest. And his next door neighbor does not want a friend who's white.
Okay.
They don't want white people moving into their neighborhood. They just don't.
Okay.
And this guy is, you know, so very friendly, being from the Midwest. Hey, you know, if you ever leave on vacation, we'll watch your house for you. I mean, it was just, they're trying to be neighborly. And that's the whole gist of the whole show. Well, that's a little bit what this movie is like, You People, because Jonah Hill falls in love with an African-American Muslim, you know, attractive young lady, and Eddie Murphy plays her father. And it's all about how the races can't mix together.
And well, you know, but that's an interesting conversation to have now, I guess. I mean, as far as from the Muslim aspect.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is very good in this. And Eddie Murphy's good too.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the story was just, it's kind of hard to watch, but I think it's worth watching. I'm killing thinking every time that thing comes on. I'm waiting for it live. It's amazing. And Jason Segel and Harrison Ford together are a magical team. It's really, really fun. Have you started that one yet on Apple TV?
I don't have Apple TV, remember? I don't have any of the good porn channels either. Damn it.
Oh, I just finished up Bad Sisters, and I would give that maybe a 7. But here's the thing about that. It took 8 out of 10 episodes before it built into anything. You're thinking, oh my God, is this going anywhere? Do I really? And you get to a point into a show, you're thinking, well, I've committed 8 hours. Am I going to walk away now? I mean, maybe there's something to it. And then the last 2 or 3 episodes were really strong. Of course, Super Bowl's over. You know, that was, I was not a fan of Rihanna's halftime show.
What?
No, I didn't like it at all. I thought it was boring.
What? She's pregnant. What's she supposed to do? Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't shake her ass enough. She's pregnant and she's got a baby at home. She got out there. You're lucky. I thought it was awesome. I thought the floating was cool. I thought it was cool that all the dancers, they got so many different looks and formations, and they got so much out of so much simplicity. I thought it looked like a Stanley Kubrick production. Yeah, I mean, all she has is hits. I mean, what did she sample? 15, 16 of her own songs in that short of a set? And it's like, oh yeah, and I still have 30 more I could have chosen from, but didn't sing. Oh, yeah. So
why didn't she just wait a year? think about it. She's pregnant and they're lifting her that high off the ground. And I didn't see any, you know, tethers or anything or netting.
Yeah, she had a, yes, you could see it. She had, there was a brace that was in the stage. Like when you're standing, it would curve around the back. And then she had a harness. That's part of why she had those larger garments on when she was on the floating stage.
God.
Because she was wired in. They're not dropping Rihanna. Rihanna is worth just Fenty, just her company Fenty. I mean, she's one of the first female billionaires in the world.
1.7 billion.
So that's all you get. Those are all the dance steps you get when I have this much money. I'm gonna come and do your free little thing, like that's all you get. That's all you get. They don't get paid to do the Super Bowl. She doesn't need to be there.
So I went on Facebook and I said, you know, okay, next Super Bowl, who should be the, you know, the halftime entertainers?
Quit saying Dave Grohl. I know that's what you're going to say, but go on.
Well, I said, of course I said Foo Fighters.
Of course.
Right?
You don't have a different answer. Oh my God. You're like those people. You're like those guys that like the Beatles. Your answer for everything is Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl.
And then I thought, hey, who can have fun really fast is Jimmy Buffett. You could do Buffett for 11 minutes. He'd be a piece of cake. And
Jimmy Buffett,
fun.
Yeah, they want young people to watch it, honey. They don't. Jimmy Buffett hasn't had a hit on the air since I was in elementary school.
That's wrong.
So, no, when was his last top 10 hit? On the radio. You've been a DJ for a long time. When did you last spin? What year did you last spin a Jimmy Buffett record?
Maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, Toes with Zac Brown Band. I mean, he's got a lot of country songs that made it.
You're dodging the question. Jimmy Buffett.
All right.
When was the last time Jimmy Buffett charted as a DJ and you played him, not as a request, not as part of a three-song showdown or a snippet of a song? Like, when did you, like, it was in your rotation?
He's doing country now.
There is a group of people, much like the fans of the Grateful Dead.
There's
a lot of you.
Parrotheads.
Exactly. But this is also what I was talking about with the cult thing, right? Like, you guys think that you're the only ones and you're the only ones who know better than everybody else. There are other bands, man. There are other bands than the Foo Fighters and Jimmy Buffett. I'm just saying. Or there's also other bands that don't just play their songs, too. You can't just say, well, Zac Brown playing Jimmy Buffett. No, that's still the same thing.
think about Prince's halftime show. Who did he play? He played Foo Fighters. Correct.
You know, I'm just saying halt, right? Halt. You need to apply halt more to your music taste. I'm going to challenge you to listen to something new. I would have had Chris Stapleton do it. He did the national anthem, and I think he's the
really
best
good.
Thing that's happened to country music since Faith Hill's legs. I mean, he's fantastic. And, you know, I'm an old school country fan. I love all that stuff, but I know what I like isn't mainstream necessarily either, but I think it'd be great. I think they worry about him though, not because he's not so much of a showman like that, but you can build stuff around that. That doesn't mean that he couldn't pull it off. You know what I mean? Like Ed Sheeran, have you ever seen that guy play? He's just boring as you know, but you can jazz it up with stuff going on behind you.
I will say that the Bruno Mars halftime show I liked. A lot of people didn't. I thought that was pretty good.
There's always options. There's always someone coming along that would be good. Or they do an ensemble. But I mean, I like it when they do. I like it when they do new stuff. I didn't like it when they brought like the Stones. They bring like old people. It's like,
Taylor Swift.
I mean, of course she could do it. She's not my favorite, but you know, it would be a cool show though. I mean, you know that it would be a cool experience. It would be a cool setup and design. I would like Lizzo. You know, ever since Janet and Justin Timberlake screwed it all up, but they let Jennifer Lopez ride a pole. So maybe they won't care.
I was at the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Well, yep. And then you didn't see the nipple.
Look at a nipple. Okay. Let's all visualize a nipple right now. You don't have to make it a big one. Make it an intermediate size, non-erect nipple. Okay.
Here's... Am I imagining the nipple or the areola or both?
Both. Let's get them all in there.
Okay.
Okay, now put that amount of space into a stadium that holds 75,000 people, and that's why I didn't see Janet's nipple, right? I was in the end zone, and she was at midfield, right? You'd have to have one hell of a nipple.
You were so close, but yet so far from Nipplegate.
Remember Cinemax?
Of course I do. Remember it.
We used to call it Pervamax.
We called it Skinamax.
Skinamax. And this is a funny story. A friend of mine, actually, and we've talked about him on this podcast before, he was a carpet guy in Houston, Texas.
Okay, that sounds funny when you're talking about Skinamax, but what kind of carpet was he installing? Or was it hardwood floors? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick up on that right until now, but now I love it.
Okay. Did he also install drapes? Just kidding.
All yeah, right, he on. Did. And do they match? He also had a part-time job as what was called a dark water diver. And he would work for the Harris County, Texas Sheriff's Department because the river that goes right through Houston, there are lots of murders in a city that big, and they throw the bodies into the ship channel. And these are, the ships that can come all the way up from Galveston, all that. Well, there's people getting distributed into that thing all the time. And whenever somebody goes missing and they think that's where it is, then they send my buddy down with his scuba gear. And even at night, they have to just feel around until they find a body, because the water's so ugly and silty, and you can't see there is no visibility in the water. You just reach around for a cadaver and then you drag it up. Okay. Well, you got to go out in a boat. And at one point in time, a movie company called the Harris County Sheriff's Department and said they were going to do a movie shoot in Houston. And could they rent a couple of the police boats that were not being used? And they said, yes. And so they agreed, the county, with the movie production company, on a price for several officers to wear plain clothes and go out on a film shoot for Cinemax. And the name of the movie later was announced as Dark Dancer.
Okay.
Dark Dancer starred a lady named Shannon Tweed.
Oh, I know Shannon Tweed. I remember that name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was a soft core.
Yeah.
Actress, if you will.
She was in a lot of very airbrushed ones. Very yep. beautiful girl. Mm-hmm.
And they went out with her, and my buddy actually was filmed and is in the movie, but because he didn't have an after card, or a Screen Actors Guild right. or an after card.
He wasn't in the union.
Yeah, he couldn't speak on the film.
Right.
So he said the words, and they cut his audio out, and they had somebody else voice him, which was really weird, okay? So they didn't know anything about what the movie was going to be about. And they said, when the movie's edited and we're going to release it, we'll let you know. Thanks for your help. Here's your money for your boats. Off everybody went. A year or so later, they got an email. Hey, the movie featuring you will be airing on Cinemax at this time on this date. And the name of the movie is The Dark Dancer, starring Shannon Tweed. And my buddy's like, wow, I'm going to be really on television. So he got all of his family together, his grandkids, his grandmother,
oh, no.
the neighbors, all these people.
So he had no idea what the project was.
No.
Oh, shit. And
in the first 20 seconds, there's people grinding. Right.
Dark penis, more like it.
And they have to turn it off. And it had only been on like 20 seconds. Oh my God, The Dark Dancer. Look it up. What else are you watching? Anything?
Well, I told you I finished Poker Face and I forgot to mention it the last time. Please, please, please watch it with me. It's cute. It's super cute. And you'll like it because it's funny. Each episode, it's Natasha Lyonne. She starred in Russian Doll, if you liked that on Netflix. There's a murder or there's something that happens, some kind of cataclysmic event that kind of gets foreshadowed at the beginning of every episode. And then you kind of figure out how she plays into it. But she's just very funny and laid back. And the writing is hilarious. So I think you'll like it because it's a comedy, but it's also a decent detective show. And basically her superpower is she can tell when anybody's lying, kind of without blowing it too much, because they talk about it in the first episode. But basically she got in trouble with some bad people because she's able to play cards in such a way that no one can beat her, because she can tell when everybody's bluffing. If they're not lying, she can't tell. But if someone's lying to her, she can instantly tell that they're lying. And she doesn't, but she doesn't know why they're lying.
Poker face.
Oh, I've been watching Your Honor because you told me to do that, because I'm going to get rid of my Showtime. I think it's kind of funny, though, because Bryan Cranston's character is trying to be so supportive of his son. But his son just keeps, like, all the dumbass moves he makes, I could just see him just wanting to choke his kid. Like, what were you thinking? Oh, my God. Why did you do that? Why?
This is true. I spent a chunk of time this morning talking to a cremation place. The name of the place was Crescent Tide. At some point in time, I know everybody has to consider what will be done with their remains.
Yes.
And I am claustrophobic, a guy that if you put me in a casket and buried me, that would be the worst thing in the world. It would be like hell. If I get an MRI tube for 2 hours, I flip out. And every time I go in an MRI, it makes me think of what a casket might be like. And okay. It freaks me out. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I want to be cremated. What does it cost and what's the process? And I said, let me see if I got it right. My wife calls you, you come pick up my body wherever I am. And they said, yes. And they told me how much it was per mile. And you know, the good news is it's a one-way trip.
Per mile. Yeah. It's not round trip. If they try to charge you round trip, it's like, all right, you guys, come on.
And then the paperwork begins. Okay. And I found out in Douglas County, there's some kind of something that has to be signed by a coroner or something. And that gets the county X amount of money. And because it takes a little while for that to process, you can't actually cremate somebody from Dakota County right away. You got to wait 3 to 5 days. Well, what are you going to do at that point? They're going to put you in a refrigerated unit.
Yeah.
So there I am back in a casket again, and I don't want that. I wonder if there is a way that we can work around this. Can they do it just outside city limits?
I can feed you to the wolves. Do you want me to just take you to like a wolf preserve and just like toss you over a fence?
And then I told her, I said, can I throw some weed in there, a couple of good cigars? And they said, yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. Well, you know, you got to consider the logistics of it too, because it's tight quarters. So you don't want, you know, you don't want matches. That's a lot, right?
No.
You need, and you're going to need probably like real short cigars. You're going to have to bring your clippers with you because it'll be smoky. Then you don't want your suit to smell smoky.
I'm not wearing no suit.
I want them to just push me off the end of a boat. Like, just, I don't care. I really don't care. It's just a shell to me. I mean, it's whatever. I'll leave money for people to bury me or do whatever. Like I said, just prop me up in the corner of a bar. It's fine. Put a pitcher in front of me and start playing some country. It's cool.
Have we got time to do two questions with Elon?
Oh, I think so.
Here's my question. Have you ever kissed a man that you weren't related to? The only man that I've ever had my lips on his lips was a guy named Crisco.
Yep.
And we did the Twizzler challenge. You have to eat the Twizzler all the way down to the end, and then eventually your lips touch.
Mm-hmm. And how was that? How did that feel for you?
It was disturbing at best, but they were soft.
He moisturized. Because I don't like it when they're crusty.
I couldn't feel any crust or any
That's good.
Scabs or anything. My second one is, have you ever kissed a man that you were related to?
Did your dad kiss you?
Yes, he did, actually.
Here's my question. Have you ever urinated in public?
Been a while for me.
I know you have. You have.
Oh, I totally have.
Yeah. When was the last time you think you urinated in public?
I will tell you one time I did. Oh, God. We were driving to the mountains in Colorado, and there were no towns. There were no restrooms.
Yeah.
And I had to go.
Sure.
I couldn't wait another minute. I told the driver, pull this thing over on Pioneer. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we're on a highway. And I go, pull over. I got to go. We pulled over, and what happened was I jump out and I start to go, and I didn't see the state patrolman coming on the other side of the road, pulling up to me.
How do you do, officer? How's it hanging?
Yeah. And that was that.
Did you get in trouble, or did he?
He told me it was public urination and I could be, given a ticket.
Yes.
And he let me go. Thank God.
That was nice. Let's see here. If you discovered blood after biting into a donut, would you sue the bakery? I'm not a litigious person, but I might sue for that.
I can't remember the last time I ate anything that was bloody.
Yeah, but like that's why I don't trust those jelly donuts. I don't know what that jelly is. I don't like things squirting in my mouth by surprise. Which is unfortunate for my, dating life, but
I just got an email from somebody I know. They want me to click on this.
Be careful. Don't be clicking on on no spam. Remember when you always used to get in trouble? You'd open everything, start filling in your credit card number.
I am not going to do that.
Remember when you did that though? That one.
Oh yeah.
They were like, Moon, you were supposed to. This was one of those test spams. And you're lucky it wasn't real spam because you put in your credit card number and your PIN.
God, I know.
It was like to get a free trip or something. What was it? It was you were going to get something. It was some credit card offer, like a free thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a free thing. And it turned out to be the test for junk mail in the company. It's like, I'm scared to open any emails at my work because they do it all the time. So if it looks like suspicious to me at all, I won't open it. So I'm probably missing business. I have no idea. But if it looks like it just got sent to me from a cell phone and there's hardly any information and nothing in the subject line, I'm not opening it. I'm not losing my job for your email.
Well, I also just got a link to Zoom. That means my therapist wants to have a chat with me. It's time for me to go.
Have fun, because that's what therapy's about.
Okaba.
Okaba.